We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Friday morning. Beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley and a big time in the sports scene. I mean, there was a lot going on last night. And, of course, today is the trade deadline day in Major League Baseball. Big implications for the Phils after they split with Washington yesterday. I mean, win of the year, I think it's fair to say, bolsters hope, if you want hope, that they will trade four players to be a buyer. We'll see. We'll be all over the trade deadline today. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines. Of course, the Sixers last night, speaking of trades, did not trade Ben Simmons. Although they drafted a couple guys, we'll get into that. And day three, the Eagles from training camp. We'll talk to Howard Eskin today. We got a lot cooking today. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Again, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello.
Hey, pal.
Joe, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, sir.
The green code in the Matrix, I don't know if you remember, since you don't remember much of the Matrix.
I don't.
Like, you didn't remember that Neo was Keanu Reeves' character's name?
Correct.
There's green code that recurs throughout the Matrix. And that was actually created from symbols in a guy's wife's sushi cookbook. Like, one of the designers for the movie, his wife's sushi cookbook, mm-hmm. Those are the actual symbols that were in that. So it's like recipes, sushi recipes.
That's a little odd.
It's amazing.
I
was that there was something deeper, something important, like built into that the Matrix. They're showing us like the visual representation of what the Matrix is, like the code itself.
And it's from a cookbook.
And it's sushi.
All right. Well, are the codes to what the Phils are going to do? Dave Dombrowski, 6 hours, ladies and gentlemen, to that trade deadline. 6 hours. Anyone have the code of what he's going to do? All right. Look, let's start here. Because before we go any further, you know, John, this is a day where, and I think everyone knows, 4 o'clock trade deadline today. It used to be July 31st, and now it's July 30th for the baseball trade deadline. We are hoping to hear the breaking news sounder. But, John, we got to first make sure it's working, because it might happen like 6 times in our show. Mosh, breaking news sounder working?
Extra. Read all about it.
It is. No, that was.
Hey, can you do that?
That was just a test.
I don't know.
That was a test.
Whoa. I mean, that got my heart rate up.
That was just a test. That was not
Mosh,
actually.
You got to be careful with that, man.
That's the only time.
The little boy yelling with the newspapers is a, wow, that really perks me up.
Now, Mosh in for Seltzer today. We'll have some fun with him as we always do. The breaking news sounder's working. We'll see if the Phils make a trade. We do know, John, that they are ever so slightly, I think it's fair to say, more inclined to buy than they would have been, ever so slightly more inclined to buy, because they won the second game yesterday. If they had gotten 4.5 out, you know, who knows how they play it, but they're 3.5 out, and they're 3.5 out because this moment happened yesterday.
He kicks the pitch, swing and a drive, deep right field,
wow.
It's going to go, and this game is over. It is a walk-off grand slam for Brad Miller, and the Phillies have won it. A stunning end here at Citizens Bank Park as Brad Miller reaches home plate. The Phillies celebrate a walk-off grand slam.
All right, there it is, Brad Miller, and of course Scott Fransky on the call. And John, I'll tell you, I feel like it's the third or fourth time in the last 2 weeks I've said it, but win of the year. I mean, the Phillies are having these amazing wins. They're hanging in there. They're 3.5 out. Mets lose. Phils lose. Phils win. 3.5 out, trade deadline, let's roll.
Yeah.
So 215-592-9494.
Yeah, you're going to stay stubborn.
Stick to
your dumb guns.
I'm going to stay consistent because I think it's the best thing for the Phils to do, to not buy. Matter of fact, to sell. Look, I want to hear
Come
from
on, man.
All right, John,
like,
go ahead.
What do you need to see? I believe Dave Dombrowski was brought here for this purpose. Like, first and foremost, Dave Dombrowski, the guy who's built champions before with trades, was brought here to build a champion with trades. We know that the farm system is depleted, that's going to take a long time to fix. He's a here and now guy. And there are great examples. I mean, the 97 Marlins were bought in many ways. The acquired the last pieces to top off the 2018 Red Sox. Yep, he has done this before. They brought him to Philly to do what he does. And the problem is he can only make so many moves because he's hamstrung by that depleted farm system. So this is going to take some doing. But I'm confident he can get some good doing done and add to this team so that it wins the division and makes the playoffs. The goal of this team is to be better, to be augmented by Dave Dombrowski, and to make the playoffs. This division is there for the taking. We already saw him try to make a move. Tyler Anderson, the trade fell through, but he had negotiated to get us a new starting pitcher. I trust him because I'm convinced he convinced John Middleton to spend. And I think it's going to happen. I think this is the year that we cross over that threshold. And why do I think that?
I really don't. Because why do you think that?
Well, we're already the seventh highest payroll. Like, we are now, like, the way the money sits right now, we're number seven in Major League Baseball in terms of how much we're spending on this team. He's convinced Middleton to spend during his short time here because I hear him say he is not told not to spend across the luxury threshold. Mm-hmm. I think it'll happen. I think this team is close enough that he will go all in. And
I absolutely disagree with you.
Hold on. They're in this, though. They're three and a half games back from the Mets, and the Mets have done nothing yet.
I know.
The Mets were it was talk that they were thinking of Scherzer. Scherzer's now out in L.A. You have preached it for years that it matters making the playoffs.
I have.
That's what you're leaning into heavily with the Eagles.
Yeah, and especially when you haven't
playoffs
made it
3 years in a row. That's why they were good.
Yeah, and when you haven't made it in 10 years, it really, really does matter. I just
fill in a couple holes, and this could be a good baseball team for this division. I'm not saying a great baseball team. I'm saying good enough to win this division, and that's what we're looking for. Well, that's what I believe John Middleton is looking for from Dave Dombrowski.
Well, we'll see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. This is it. Final day. Less than 6 hours now to the trade deadline. Obviously, stuff in baseball is going to be active during our show. That's obvious. The only question is, will it involve the Phillies? We'll see. Do you want the Phillies to buy? Do you want the Phillies to hold? Do you want the Phillies to sell? Final day to weigh in. Again, as always, 215-592-9494. John Dombrowski, to me, here's the thing. Do I believe in Dave Dombrowski? I think he's a good general manager. He's obviously accomplished. I don't believe in him in this moment. And there's a couple different reasons why I don't believe in him in this moment. The first is he did not convince, and this is part of his job for me as a fan, he did not convince John Middleton before the season to spend into the luxury tax threshold, spot.
So I beg to differ.
He did not convince
him. Look, we don't know the private conversation.
We know they have not crossed it yet.
They have not crossed it. But they're right there. They're right up against it. And he has said publicly he's not told not to go across.
But he's not told to. So, I mean, and here's the thing.
Well, he said he needs the right guy and the right team, the right Phillies team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious where people stand on Dombrowski and whether you kind of believe in him to get this job done for whatever job you actually want done. By the way, I actually want him to sell. A lot of people want him to buy. You can answer our Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Make it David at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, what do you want the Phillies to do before the trade deadline? Three choices, obviously. A, buy. B, hold. C, sell. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly weigh in on the phone lines. I'll say this, John. I don't believe in Dombrowski to get this done for a few reasons. First off, hasn't convinced him to go into the luxury tax yet, as evidenced by the fact that Dombrowski chose Matt Moore and Chase Anderson to start the season as the 4-5. It's unacceptable. It has had enormous ramifications. We are now 4 months into the season. There's 2 months to go. And, they have slogged their way through 2/3 of a season, roughly, with the combination of Matt Moore, Chase Anderson, Vince Velasquez, and Spencer Howard as their fourth and fifth starter. So how strong is your will? How good are you to
you
get it
say
done?
Can't Spencer Howard.
Well,
Spencer
I mean, Howard he's done a terrible job.
Was because
see,
of
here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think there's a misconception going on right now amongst Philadelphia sports fans that these general managers are magicians. They're not David Blaine or Copperfield. Is it Blaine? Who's Blaine? Who's David Blaine?
They're both magicians.
Okay, he's not Houdini. Like Ben Simmons wasn't traded last night. You're not going to convince these teams to give you what you want just because, oh, he's 25 and he's made some all-star games. Like, you can't get blood from a stone. And there's a lot of people out there that want the Phillies to get all these big-time veteran baseball players. For what? For what? So, no, I don't believe in Dombrowski because he's not going to get it done. And because they don't have the talent in the farm system, to me, that's all the more reason why they should strongly consider selling Segura, McCutchen. Look, I'll make 4 points and then right to the phones. Point one, don't let an incredible, euphoric moment from yesterday convince you the Phillies are ready to win. They're not. Point two, I would sell, and I would sell Segura and McCutchen. Segura while his value's highest. Point three, it'd be interesting to know to what extent the Harper and Reese injuries from yesterday factor into whether they're more inclined to buy, to bolster themselves if those guys kind of can't answer the bell the next few weeks, or to sell if Dombrowski and Middleton think those guys won't be able to be a full go. Now, Reese said yesterday he expects to play today. That's good. Doesn't seem like the injuries are too serious, but
I don't know, man.
Bryce has been banged up a lot. Groin
and
a back. Yeah, so
they are both tricky.
So how does that play into this? And point four, and I guess this isn't so much a point as it is a prediction, I will predict that the Phillies will be low-level buyers. They will acquire a player or two. They just won't be that good. That's my prediction. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. What do you want to see the Phillies do? We'll get to the NBA draft. We'll get to the Eagles. There's a lot of Zach Ertz stuff going on. Let's kick it off with Mike, who's with us right now. Mike, you're on 94WIP.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
On the show. Hey, guys. Hey, you know, as I said, driving down to opening day, I said it all goes on Zach Eflin. Injured hurt, and you know he wasn't there. He's not reliable.
I don't think that was an accurate statement that it all came down to him because.
Well, right.
Because Mike, the fourth and the fifth starters, and the Phillies' decision to have those guys as the fourth and fifth starters has essentially forced them, you know, has handcuffed them into being average.
Correct.
And that's
correct.
And that's a choice. John Middleton made fiscally, and Dave Dombrowski made on talent evaluation. They're not good enough.
I'm all about the 1-2-3 points. I agree with you totally. Sell, absolutely. You know what? It's like a bipolar person, you know. It's like we win a game, we want to buy. We lose a game, we want to sell. It's back and forth. This team is not consistent. It's a 500 team, and if the Mets make one move, they'll run away with it. And to get to playoffs for what? Because the pressure of the Philly sports media? I mean, us fans? No. Look at the Nationals that did. They just traded everybody. And guess what? They're regrouping. We never did that. We never traded guys back in 2012. We should have gotten prospects. We just keep trying and knocking the door.
I agree.
It's not good enough. We need to build up somewhere, and we can't keep buying players. And trades, who are we going to trade? We have no prospect to trade. It's not like these pitchers are going to fall. You know, they're going to give them to us. I mean, we just tried for the Anderson guy with the Pirates, and that failed. I mean, what team? Sonny Gray from the Rockies? I mean, they're just going to hand them to us? For our low A pitcher, I mean, who do we have to give?
Listen,
we have nothing to give.
All right, Mike, it's a great phone call. Now, the point John's made before, and he's not wrong about this, is there is another way to buy at the trade deadline beyond just giving up prospects, and that is to take on salary of a different team's quality player who's paid more than that team wants to spend and use them. So, you know,
so this falls on John Middleton.
And John, do you honestly expect the Phillies to go over the luxury tax in the next, you know?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
After all these years, you and I have been doing the show together and they haven't.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think they are already in. This team is built in such a way that they are in.
Well, that is true. I mean, when you're paying Bryce and you're paying Real Muto and all that, I mean – yes, you don't want to have to sell. I will certainly agree with that.
You're saying you don't want to do this halfway. You got to complete what's been started here.
Well, and it does feel like, and I think just about everybody would agree, the halfway approach, at least to this point, John, has been proven to not work.
That, right.
And here's what I mean by the halfway approach. They entered the season fifth in baseball in salary. John, I heard you just say they're seventh now. I guess that's based on other teams' acquired salary. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're obviously up there. Like, that's impressive. Whether you're fifth or sixth or seventh, you're in the game. But when I say halfway because you entered a season with Matt Moore and Chase Anderson as 4-5. Not good enough. So I just don't expect them to change course in the next 6 hours. I don't. I think they will dip their toe in the water of trades, and I think in the end it will prove to be not enough. Let's go to Rich in Swedesboro. Rich, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Let me get to speak. First of all, John, I owe you a big apology. I was vehemently against you when you were talking about behind the umpires and putting the box in there and let a box call the calls and strikes. But after what I've been seeing the last couple weeks, something needs to be done. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. And it goes both ways. I'm not just being a homer for the Phillies, which, you know, I love the Phillies.
Sure.
But obviously something needs to change. Have an umpire back there who can call some other things, plays at the plates, catcher's interference, you know, if a guy checks swings, and if the ball goes over, have a little buzzer to just give him a little vibration or a buzzer like I do my dog when he misbehaves. But something's got to be done, you know.
It almost really hurt us yesterday in the eighth inning when Aaron Nola was up to bat, and it was it was a very obvious ball called a strike when he was trying to bunt. It would have walked him with one out. I don't know if you.
Yeah, no. Well,
yeah,
sure.
And it could have changed. Yeah. It could have all changed.
But,
all
but
luckily,
absolutely.
It didn't.
Absolutely. Luckily, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible that he did walk. I will say this though, Rich. I'm still dead against the idea you and John support. I am not at all for robotic umpires, any of that stuff. I don't like
That's so crazy.
Don't like it.
Why? Because you want to be mad
either.
For getting
ripped
off?
I wasn't either. But I mean, I think it's gotten from bad to worse. Anyway, as far as the Phillies. Here's my feeling on that. I think they need to add a couple players. Don't forget the revenue, even if they go over the luxury tax. When this team is winning and shows that they can win, how many years was it that place was sold out? You couldn't get a ticket. So the money will come in. They'll get the money to even pay the luxury tax by the fan support.
Rich, I'm going
to... And to bring in free agents later on, they got to show a commitment to win.
All right, Rich, I'm going to ask you one question. You want the Phillies to buy. I'm going to ask you one question. If the Phillies acquire, let's just say, one quality player, I really don't think they're going to get two. And I think most people would agree, they're really not going to get two. Let's say they got one quality Major League Baseball player. Do you really think the Phillies would make the playoffs?
I think they could. Honestly, I think they need two to win the division. They got to get two. They got to get a center fielder that knows, you know, doesn't make foolish plays. And you know what? Whether it's a reliever or a pitcher, they got to make at least two moves in order to have an opportunity to win the division.
All right,
I mean, the Mets pitching's got its issues too now. So everyone does, but they have to make the decision. Who's going to come back? Who's not going to come back to pitch? And whether it's a knockout guy in the ninth that could just stop the bleeding, that's what they need.
All right, Rich, appreciate the call. And I'll tell you one thing, John. The trades were happening yesterday. I mean, you know, it's pretty unbelievable. Some big players are getting traded now. And the Dodgers, by the way, they are beefing up. It's outrageous, the talent on that team. Well, I don't know, man. The idea that he said that they need to, see, I agree with him. Like, two, you'd have a much better shot to make the playoffs. I just don't think they're going to get two quality players. That's part of my thing.
Why?
Because
it's
they
like
don't
you
have
this mind block. You're saying they don't have anything to give away.
They don't
now,
have.
I don't know what all these guys' contract situations look like, but there are players on this team that I don't think have a future as Phillies that other teams could gravitate towards. You know, a guy like Spencer Howard. A lot of pitchers. Think about all the pitchers that we don't really want out there.
But I also,
that other teams could value.
All right, I agree with you.
Like Vince Velasquez, Hector Neris. Is he really someone that we see in our future with the repeated failures? I mean, he's now been bumped out of there. Like, there are teams who do think he's good. He's got a nice splitter. You know,
like
he can do some things as a reliever. Kinsler. The De Los Santos.
John, would you come on? You're going to try
to. Chris Sanchez guy, who they tried to bring up yesterday. I know yesterday looks terrible, but he's a prospect that they brought up from AAA. He failed, but he's got potential. All you need is a team who's willing to take a chance because they liked him before the Phillies acquired him. You know, they have a history of scouting him.
All right, let's go to Ernie in Northampton. What's up, Ernie?
Hey, what's up, boys? Joe, I completely agree with you. Completely. I don't get the point of what are we going to do? Go out, waste money to pick up one, two guys and make the playoffs? Is the goal the playoffs? Because we're not getting
That's a big goal.
The goal is the playoffs, and the goal is to have a better team that's set to be added to appropriately for next season to be even better on top of the better that was this year.
I mean, look, Ernie, the one thing about the baseball playoffs is that there are a lot, and I mean a lot of instances, where the best team or teams don't win in advance and lesser teams do. And so you do have to keep that in mind. I mean, case in point, the 5 years the Phillies made the playoffs, 07 and 2011, you know, the team that won the World Series had the fourth best record of those five teams. The three teams that had the best records all lost. The team that won 102 games for the Phillies lost in the first round. So I am a believer of, in baseball, once you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. I just happen to think the Phillies won't get to the playoffs.
I do understand that, but guys, we've watched this team all year long.
Absolutely.
This is not a team that's going to get through to the championship because, you know, just one of the weaker teams. They can't play baseball. They need, to me, they need to sell and work towards building next year. One or two pieces isn't going to help this team.
Well, I agree with you. So, Ernie, what do you got on the 76ers?
I disagree.
And what do you got on the draft last night?
The Sixers draft last night, am I going nuts or did the Sixers draft a kid that needs development on his shot? And we're trying to get rid of somebody that needs development on his shot.
Well, he needs development all around.
Yeah, he's super young. So it's
a project.
Yeah, that's what you normally get when you get someone that young.
But I got you, man.
I mean, look, we all want to see shooters brought in here. We'll see. To Daryl Morey's credit, he does have a pretty good track record on the back end of some. You know, look, you knew you probably weren't going to ever hear of the guy the Sixers were taking last night, and so most of us never heard of him. I mean, that's the way it goes. We'll see what he can do. The big news last night, of course, was that in-trade Ben Simmons, and as I told you, that was exactly what was going to happen. They weren't going to trade him. I couldn't believe 40% of people in our Twitter poll yesterday thought Ben Simmons was going to get traded yesterday. No way. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up. Speaking of trading a guy or keeping a guy or whatever, the Zach Ertz situation, it continues to linger. And I got a fired up Richie here barreling through the door this morning, wants to talk about Zach Ertz. We'll get to that, a report out about him and more, and just what people are observing at training camp. Joe DeCamera and John Richie, Phillies, to buy, to sell, to hold, reaction on the 76ers, the draft, the non-trade of Ben, and more. Eagles also will talk to Howard at 11. Joe DeCamera and John Richie on WIP.